you know, and that if you didn't have what they call sensitive, you know, then you were you see, I got in at the tail end of a woman supposed to be delicate, you see. So if nothing bothered you, or if you see, when I was growing up, and I found out even after I came back here, I'd come back on a visit, and I'd be struck with the difference of women my age, which young women then, in the 30s, 20s, 30s, 40s, some of the people who still live there, here, most of them are still like that. You never see a woman working here. If you're up as far as Washington, D.C., we almost the opposite. We almost make a fetish of work, of house. Oh, I've got so much to do. Oh, I just can't do this. I've got this and that to do. Women here never talk about what they have to do. And there was one girl, woman of 60 now, whom still, and more, I think maybe more people are like that than I know they are, than are like me. She wouldn't come to the door, you see, unless she looked, she was absolutely perfect. She just wouldn't come to the door. And most women around here don't. You don't see women out at all unless they look as if they've just come from the beauty shop.
That's interesting, because I've heard that.
But you don't see them work, and you don't hear them talk about doing household, because you see, excuse me, but this is just fascinating me. The pretense, you see, was not anymore, because since it's gone up to $2 an hour, only since household help's gone up to $2 an hour. But if you didn't have someone helping you, you didn't let anybody know you didn't have someone helping you, which of course was a black woman doing the jobs in the house you didn't want to do. And most people would, I think, both with the washing of clothes, which was before they had washers, which was hadn't been very long, you see, washing machine, they would, rather than having them washed at home or having somebody wash them at home, and rather than having really the kind of food they wanted, it seems to me, they would have someone cook. Now, maybe not. You know, that may be too harsh.
Well,
you see? But that's really
establishing and holding to the class. So.
Yeah, yeah. They complain. They might complain about she doesn't do this and she doesn't do that, and she takes a lot of food on. Of course, I know she just. They didn't say stealing, but she just takes a lot of food home. Of course, the black people did take food home, but that was part of the pay. They weren't paying, you know, they weren't paid. Even a subsistence wage.
The interesting thing about this is that you say it was not really necessarily desirable to be good-natured and hearty.
No, that was considered more ordinary. You were bordering on the coarse, you see, when you didn't get faint in the hot sun and when you could stand to work a lot.
And a word I've heard for that is common.
Mm-hmm.
The opposite being touchy.
Almost. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, she's, let's see. Aunt Snow was too bad. She would, it's always the family, see. And I have tried to figure out, you know, how the caste system, how the class system was rated.